When the Homer City Council starts to wrestle with an issue, candidate Storm Hansen-Cavazos says she's ready to go to the mat. According to her statement on the City of Homer website, Hansen-Cavazos spent many years as the treasurer for Popeye Wrestling in Homer, and she spent 3 years as the women's director for Alaska USA Wrestling.
I was able to create possibilities for girls to wrestle only girls at tournaments, and before the girls had to wrestle boys if they wanted to wrestle, which is great. But then they get to a certain age and the family beliefs, they don't want girls to wrestle boys or boys to wrestle girls. And so I worked really hard to get all the clubs on board to offer a girls only option so they can wrestle boys if they want and girls or both.
Hansen-Cavazos is a 1992 graduate of Homer High School. Her family is filled with homesteaders and Homer history. Her father grew up in the cabin on Main Street that now houses Old Inlet Books, and one set of her grandparents homesteaded Rogers Loop Road. She says she did consider leaving Homer for school, but in the end decided to keep her growing family connected to their history.
My oldest is out of the house. The next one is Mina. She's a senior. I actually only had three of my own, but I acquired three from my brother. I became a foster parent. And then I became their legal guardian. So I went from three kids to six, just like that. I'm a mom. I do a lot of taxi driving.
All that family in town, kids, parents, and cousins, are the reason she gives for wanting to serve on the council.
I'm at an age and a place in my life where I can focus more on the community that I'm choosing to stay in. I like where I'm at. I've been at the Homer Medical in January, 19 years. My kids go to school here. My mom's here. So now it's time to invest in my community.
Hansen-Cavazos says she doesn't have a particular agenda except to listen to and represent families in Homer. She says she is also looking forward to learning more about the issues surrounding Homer Harbor.
That was our livelihood. We went out and fished. When my dad was off work, you go out in the water, you put your shrimp and your crab. And so the harbor is really important. And then the youth. What are we going to do with the youth? We don't have the Boys and Girls Club anymore. Things that I would want to focus on, and the elderly, the options for the elderly.
And Hansen-Cavazos says she thinks that the skills she has developed at Homer Medical Clinic can be put to use serving the community at large.
One of my favorite parts of my job is I arrange Medicaid travel for patients. They'd be in a bind and they need to get somewhere because they've been referred out. I get authorized if they have the proper insurance, which is Medicaid. And I do that probably half the day every day. This is just about becoming a part of my city council and learning about all the issues and partaking in it. I want to be involved and help my community members.
That is Storm P. Hansen, candidate for Homer City Council. The other candidates are Shelley Erickson, Joey Evenson, and Tom Struzis. You can hear Evenson's profile at kbbi.org. Candidate profiles for Erickson and Struzis will air next week. There is still time to register to vote in the October 1st municipal election. The deadline is this Sunday, September 1st. Voter registration is available today and tomorrow at the City Clerk's Office at Homer City Hall on Pioneer Avenue and through Saturday at the Homer Public Library on the corner of Hazel and Heath Streets. Applications are also available at the State of Alaska Division of Elections website. In Homer, I'm Kathleen Gustafson.